Purim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tomet Bavli Daf Chof Ches. We begin in Yerushalmi on the Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Yesh v'maaseh u'bikurim, mash'ein kein shetei b'truma. There are stringencies of maaseh and bikurim that don't apply to truma. Che'a maaseh u'bikurim tu'unim ha'baos mokrim u'tu'unim vidui v'asurim la'oinen v'bshim matim v'chayovim v'yo v'bshim p'yte. Maaseh bikurim must be brought to the Beis HaMikdash and they require vidui, and they are forbidden to an oinen. Rav Shimon permits to an oinen. They are obligated in biyuv. Rav Shimon exempts. The oifim b'chol shehen melechol b'Yerushalayim. She says the gedoleim asurim melechol b'Yerushalayim. Af lazoim ba'af lebehima. Rav Shimon matir. Any amount of them forbids eating a mixture outside Yerushalayim if now it's in Yerushalayim, because the dorash yesh lai matirin. If they are planted, gedoleim, which means what grows from them, are forbidden to eat outside Yerushalayim, if now they are in Yerushalayim, even to non-Kohanim regarding Bikurim, and even to animals regarding Maaseh, Rabbi Shimon permits. Ve'elu Maaseh u'Bikurim, Mashe'ein, Kein v'Truma, these apply to Maaseh and Bikurim, but not to Truma. And the Gemara says, Te'unim ha'vos mokrim, Tichsiv, ve'avisim shama olisichim, ve'zivchichim, ve'smas olisichim, ve'stumas yidchem. The Gemara says, they must be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, because it says in the Pasuk, in Dvarim Perek Yud-Beis Pasuk Vav, and you will bring them there, your Olois, your Zvachim, and your Maasois, and the Trum of your hands. Trumas Yetchem, Eilu B'Habikurim, Dichzir B'Lakach HaKoyin, Atenem Yadecha. Trumas Yetchem refers to Bikurim, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Chof Vav Pasuk Dalet, and the Koyin will take the basket from your hand. And that should say, V'Chayovim B'Biyo, Dichzir B'Yal Tekoish B'Nabayis. They're obligated in Biyo because the Pasuk says, I have removed the Kodesh from my house, from the house. Agadai Masa Bikurim in Ayin. This teaches about Masa, but what is the source for Bikurim? Amar Rabbi Yaakov should say about Acha, Shem Rabbi Lozer, Hakodesh, Ha'elion, Ramashma. Rabbi Yaakov about Acha, quoting Rabbi Lozer, said the word Hakodesh refers to the Kodesh in the previous Pasha, which is Pasha Bikurim, which precedes Pasha's Vidui Masa. Uturunim vidui, tichsiv, shuvei v'amat lufnei Hashem alikecha. They require vidui, as it says, in the pasuk there, and you will say before Hashem your God. Atadai ma'aseh bikurim minayin. This teaches about ma'aseh, what's the source of bikurim? Ki ha'i da'omah av b'yakov ba'acha b'shem v'loza, ha'kodesh ha'elion b'mashma. And the answer again is that it's like b'yakov ba'acha quoting v'loza, who said that ha'kodesh refers to the kodesh in the previous parsha. Asum la oinen, dechsev la achalti ba'oinim menu. It's forbidden to an oinen, as it says in Pasuk Yudala there, I did not eat it in my state of oinen. Ad kadein maase bekurim minayin, the seat is about maase, what's the source of bekurim? Ki hai keda amu biyaka ba'acha, b'shem ablaza, ha'kodesh v'kodesh, ha'elia m'vashma, again it's the same answer, that it's like biyaka ba'acha, who quoted from ablaza that ha'kodesh refers to the kodesh in the previous parasha. Taninan, Kol Elaine Milaya Rabshim Polig, Vagabidui, Leith Rabshimon Polig. The Gemara asks, our Mishnah taught all these matters, and Rabshimon argues about Vidui. Well, he doesn't argue. If he agrees that Hakodesh refers to Bikurim, he should agree about all matters. Vidui Zu Kriya Valeith Rabshimon Polig Dichsiv Valeith Ramata. The answer is Vidui is Kriya, which is reading. Rabshimon does not argue because it says, and you will speak up and you will say. Kinim asnithin va'isim kol shehen melechol b'Yerushalayim v'vishimim matir v'gidileim asurim melechol b'Yerushalayim v'vishimim matir v'af lezoim v'af lebehema v'vishimim matir v'oif v'bonon mo'idilei. Our Mishnah means that any amount of them forbids eating a mixture outside Yerushalayim if now it's inside Yerushalayim and v'vishimim permits it. Gidileihem, or growth in them, are forbidden if now they are in Yerushalayim and v'vishimim permits, and even to non-Kohanim regarding Bikurim, and even to animals regarding Maisa, Rabbi Shimon permits, and even Mabonon agree with him. Our Mishnah said Rabbi Shimon permits after even to non-Kohanim and animals. Really, he permits also mixtures and gedulim, which were taught before this. Mimal du moisiv loin in atem moidim shein mutarim lezoim shein mutarim la'achilas behema v'yesh mechitza la'achilas zoim v'yesh mechitza la'achilas behema k'shem shein mechitza zoim shesei ula behema kach e mechitzas. So we know this from what he challenged when he said, "Do you not agree that outside Yerushalayim, gidulei bekurim are permitted to non-kohanim and gidulei maisa are permitted for animals to eat? They're not davar sheyesh lematirin, because there are two isurim: the one eating is forbidden, and also the place. Is there a mechitza for where non-kohanim may eat gidulei bekurim and where animals may eat gidulei maisa? Just like there's no mechitza for non-kohanim and for animals, there's no mechitza for people to eat gidulei maisa and kohanim to eat gidulei bekurim." Ravonin Amrin Yerushalayim also Isa Kadosh Yeshlamatirin, Kamad the Tamer Dosh Yeshlamatirin, Isa Bechol Shehen, but the Kavah say, Yerushalayim, Isa Bechol Shehen. Ravonin say, Gidulim that one may eat in Yerushalayim, they made it like a Dosh Yeshlamatirin. Just like you say Dosh Yeshlamatirin, any amount forbids a mixture. Similarly, Yerushalayim forbids any amount, means to eat Gidulim outside. But the Ravonin agree, when there are two Isurim, means outside Yerushalayim, regarding Bikurim, to a non-koyin and maitha to an animal. Ma pligin of Shimon Rabbanon begedulin, ava be'eruvin, oif for Shimon moidi. What do Shimon and Rabbanon argue about? They argue about gedulim, but a mixture, even if Shimon agrees that any amount forbids. And I should say, min hador datani of Shimon ve'eva masa amru v'masa sheni, toho shenichas Yerushalayim v'yotza. And the source is a b'risa about Rav Shimon who said that about which masa did they say that any amount forbids a mixture. It is Toho, Maaseh Sheni, that entered Yerushalayim and left. Once it had Matirin, any amount forbids the mixture, even after it leaves and has no Matirin. And I should say, V'oid min ador, datani la, b'shem v'shimun, ish Maaseh, sheh Maaseh oiseh, domov, ve'eruvov, v'kam kanov, v'safeg eruvai, kol shehu, ve'im malikin bai. So we have a support from a brisa in the name of Shimon. There's a stringency in Maaseh over Bikurim and Tumah. The Maaseh forbids the money paid for it, and its mixture, and its bottles in which it was put, and its suffix mixture of any amount, and one may not light it. And I should say, V'amar oif b'gedulim kain, and amar bein eruvin ma bein gedulin. And the Gemara asks, even for gedulim we should say so. What's the difference between gedulim and a mixture? Eruvin bainan hein gedulim kravatlu. The answer is, a mixture, the kodesh is still intact. Gedulim, the kodesh was already bottled. The mother of Shimon, Moidi, the Rabbonin, the Eruvei Maisa, Afaruvei Bikurim, Kigadulim Hein. When does the Bishimon agree to Rabbonin? It's for a mixture of Maisa, but a mixture of Bikurim, they're like Gidulim. Achein Hayer Bishimon Oimer, Eina Bikurim Oisim, Es Eruveim, the Gidulim, Lechol Birushalayim. So Bishimon used to say, Bikurim don't forbid their mixture and the Gidulim from eating them in Yerushalayim. Ma Bein Maasim, Ma Bein Bikurim. What's the difference between Maasim and Bikurim? Maasim Ein Loi Aliyah, Bikurim Ishlahin Aliyah. The answer is Maaseh has no aliyah, which means we don't separate from the mixture the amount of Maaseh that fell in. But Bikurim have aliyah, means he has to give Kohanim the amount of Bikurim that fell in, lest he steal from them. Havi Madu Rav Shimon Moidi Rabbonin Bador She'ein Loi Aliyah Moidi Rav Shimon Ba'isas Hasar She'ahele Metoich Meya She'hi To'una Mechitza U'To'una Yishite Kohuna. Since Rav Shimon agrees to Rabbonin about a matter without aliyah, he holds that in a matter with aliyah, when we remove the kodesh that fell in. Therefore, Rav Shimon agrees that the sar of Bikurim removed from the mixture of 100 requires mechitza, which means eating it within Yerushalayim, and it requires kahuna, only the kahanim can eat it. Rabbanan amrin kulhoin to unois mechitza or to unois, as you say, kahuna. Rabbanan say all of the mixture requires mechitza and requires kahuna.